Once the need for pedestrian accommodations has been determined, the next step in the design of an ADA ramp is to choose the physical location of the curb ramp. Ideally, the curb ramp will be a continuation of the pedestrian access route, commonly referred to as PAR. However, the location and type of curb ramps will be decided based on several key factors, such as the overall intersection geometry, existing and/or proposed grades, and avoiding of physical impediments such as utility poles and valves, stormwater inlets, signal supports, and other such obstructions. For new construction, utilities should not be located within the PAR if possible. These factors may not always allow for the PAR to be extended straight to the curb line, and separate curb ramps as shown in the image may not be feasible. In these instances, a single diagonal curb ramp is acceptable for both crossings. The design must accommodate turning maneuvers to access the crossings in accordance with RC 67M.